you hear the birds chirping? It's spring, y'all.
It's spring. They're out.
They're out. And you were saying that that was the song that you weren't, that you didn't have the effect or whatever?
Yeah, that's the only song, I think, that I'm actually both sides, and then Jacob's down the middle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but the next one is...
Yes, this one follows that rule.
Okay, tell me about Die on My Feet.
Well, this is the bass player's song.
Hey.
This is the first song he wrote in the band. He's going to take it away here.
Yeah, sure.
I wrote this song when I first joined the band, just kind of plucking away at some random riff, and I just thought, hey, this is going to work. At the time, I just kind of wanted to run away from everything, and I just kind of based that whole anger of that feeling into the song, and then it just came out into a beautiful piece of music.
Yeah. Wonderful.
With cowbell.
Yay! Cowbell. There is no birds on this track, unfortunately.
Nice. Woo!
Yeah, that's a good one.
On my feet, y'all. All right. Next up, John in the house.
Can I get...
All right, he's just prepping. He's just prepping here. And while he looks for his announcements, we're going to have Saints of Death in the background.
Oh, yes.
Mikey, tell me about this song called Soldiers of Metal.
Soldiers of Metal. It's actually one of my favorite songs that we play in our set. It's actually our show end song. We usually play at the end of a set. And basically the song is about, talks about all kinds of metal that people listen to. And it doesn't matter what you're listening to, you're listening to metal. If you enjoy, if it speaks to you, that's what it's about, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a fun song to play too. And it's, anyway, here we go, because I think John looks
he's ready.
Yes, all right. I'm ready. Thank you, Papa Dog.
It's Big Papa. Big Papa.
Big Papa.
I've been involved with radio for 16 years, and I decided to go into booking. So my company is John and the Light Music Management, and I've been very successful booking 15 shows. So my first metal show is at the Cobalt on Saturday, June the 7th. It's a collaborative show where they help me out. And so come on out if you like metal. I'm going to have like three metal bands there: Call Human, Stickman, and Aggressive by Nature.
Those guys are aggressive by nature.
My second show is on at the Club 240 down at South Surrey White Rock on Friday, June 20th. A rock and roll show with Rock Voodoo and Troy Ounce and Stickman again. On Friday, June the 27th at the Club 240, the Crescent Beach Legion, I'm going to have Mashtown. They're a tribute to early Motown.
Oh.
Or sorry, that's Friday, June 27th. It's Fast Times. They're a tribute to 80s rock and roll music hits. Then Saturday, July the 5th is Mashtown. Next, my second metal show, Saturday, July 12th at the Club 240. Then Friday, July 25th, Final Cut. They're a tribute to Pink Floyd's Dark Side, or the rock side, I should say. I saw them last week out at Club 240. They're amazing. And they're going to have another band, Ocean Bordeaux, kind of an art rock band. I'm not too sure what they do, but come check the show out. On Friday, August the 8th, at the Club 240, Liquid Blue. They're
Liquid Blue?
Rock cover band. They do all the hard rock covers. And they're going to be with Option 3. On Saturday, August 23rd, I have another rock and roll show. On Saturday, August 30th, my third metal show at the Club 240 with Exenith, Never Another, and Aggressive by Nature. On Saturday, September 13th, a metal show, Mortal Hell and Ruin. On Saturday, October 25th, Mashtown, again at the Club 240. At the Wolf out in Maple Ridge, I have, on Friday, June the 13th, Mashtown. Then Saturday, June 14th, Evelyn K's DJ show. And then my fifth metal show, Friday, June the 27th, Mortal Hell and Guests. That show is still being created, but if you love metal, come down to the Club 240 or the Wolf or the Cobalt. My last show is Friday, June the 20th, Liquid Blue and Option 3 at the Wolf. That's John's entertainment file for music scene this week. And I pass it on over to DJ Medi.
Yes, we're going to take a break and then we'll be back with more of The Time We Died. And we're going to find out who sings in the shower.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Hi, I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Rebecca.
We're the hosts of Sociologic, broadcasting live at CJSF 90.1 FM from 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday.
Tune in to hear meaningful conversations exploring all ideas through a sociological lens.
Come on.
All right. And we are back on the airwaves, folks.
Yes.
And yes, let's find out who. Let's. Why don't you guys take a guess first, if those of you who are listening. Okay. Who votes Isaac if he sings in the shower? How about Jacob?
Me.
Lyndon or Connor?
I think it's Connor.
He looks like that type of guy.
You're right.
All right.
You see him humming away while he's soaping up.
who's the culprit?
It's Lyndon. He's the culprit.
Oh, nice.
He's the one that does it.
Yes. And what do you sing in the shower?
Oh, whatever's on my playlist at the time.
Jesus.
Some good acoustics in there.
Yeah. Do you listen to any top 40 stuff, or is it usually just rock?
Mostly rock.
Yeah. Any Motowns?
Mostly rock.
Mostly rock, yeah.
Trying to do an impression of somebody who I can't actually sing like because my voice sucks. But
so no Adele?
No Adele.
No Adele.
Actually?
I do love Adele. But
dude, I feel like Adele's the girl to sing in the shower.
Mm-hmm, okay. Right? Yeah. Fireworks? Yeah. All right, and you drink beer in the shower, you
I
said.
Do drink beer in the shower.
Yes, because, wow. You know, summertime,
shower beer.
It's
hot.
Beer.
Yeah,
and
you
then
know,
you have a nice
day,
cold one.
Long day after work, take a shower,
yeah.
Cold shower, and a beer.
Oh, awesome. All right, we're going to still play some more songs off of the album here. Tell everyone what's the name of the album again?
Enjoy the Silence While It Lasts.
Yes, and then tell me about this song called Devil's Tale.
Ooh. You want to go for this one, Jacob?
Go ahead.
This song's quite the rocker, and it came from
a doozy.
Came from a jam between Isaac and I. And it's about just chasing your dreams and having the devil always behind you, trying to stop you.
Here we go.
Right on.